Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another fabulous edition of Real Life Radio. I'm your host, Jerry Tarand. I'm here with my amazing co-host I'm so grateful for, Desiree Michelle. Hey, Des.
Hi, Jerry. Oh, so grateful to be here with you. I've been looking forward to this show all week. Actually, every time I'm thinking about it, what do I have on my docket for Thursday? Oh, the radio show!
Oh, yay. Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because this has been, you know, there's definitely some major energy going on with this coming full moon and the numerology. I don't even know what the heck, right? Because I don't really follow that stuff. But let me tell you, I feel it in every ounce of my being. I'm super sensitive and empathic to that kind of thing. And I'm being rocked pretty good and really having to use my tools in a big way this week. So, so I'm super glad to have you as my anchor today. And
you're so funny.
You know, to seriously, like, this is, and it's so important, right, to develop relationships like you and I have, where it's, you know, you can fall apart. You can just really embrace and trust that everything is just happening perfectly, and you have that person that you know you can call and can hold space for all of it. And I know that I'm that for a lot of people, and so it's super important for me to have that as well. And I'm needing it this week. You know, I've been having a lot of clients. Everyone's feeling so much coming up, everything coming up to leave. And thankfully, I really do trust that it's perfect. Everything is happening perfectly. It's coming up to leave. It's coming up to embrace. And wow, like, I went for a probably 2-hour walk in nature yesterday and just lay down on Mother Earth and just felt that energy and gratitude and allowed myself to be held, you know, by, like, divine mother. And the tears just started to flow. I'm like, wow, you know, with no particular reason, just that release of being held, you know. And I think that's one of the tools that I use, is just grounding, like, bare feet on the grass, hugging trees. And I meditated with a leaf, which was really beautiful too, just holding that leaf and looking at it with no labeling, no analyzing, just really, truly, deeply seeing and feeling the energy of this beautiful leaf. And it was very expansive and brought me a lot of peace. So highly recommend that. But my
beautiful.
God, yeah, this, I'm excited about this show because I know it is. There's some powerful energies working with us right now to really help us to release and to step into a more empowered, authentic place. And there's definitely some painfulness involved in that process of awakening. I know you have, like, you're itching to talk and you have lots going on, and I'm super excited to kind of sit back and listen and just share, you know, some insights now and then. And then I do have an awesome kind of a mini meditation tool that I can share with everybody a little later in the call. So tell
us
what's happening, and tell us a little bit about these energies and numerology and all that other stuff that you're into.
Well, like typical Des, I'm into it just enough to probably be dangerous with it.
Oh my.
No, I'm just kidding. But first of all, I'm going to set an intention right now because I'm a huge believer in the more that I listen to my intuition and act on it, the stronger I feel it or the more clear I receive the messages from my intuitive beam. So for a couple of 3 days, I've been getting this. In fact, when I did the write-up for the show, I almost wrote in it, I deleted it, that I was going to do an energy clearing meditation. The audacity, because it's not like I have any training or anything in that, but I just feel like we really need an energy clearing meditation. And I'm setting the intention that during the course of this show, as each of us are speaking and sharing what's happening, that we're really being held by, whatever angels, guides, ascended masters, God, the universe, the earth herself, I mean, whatever vibration resonates for each listener, and if it's several of those, rock it out, that there's no wrong answer here, but they're here injecting this entire call with a beautiful releasing of old, outmoded, heavy, low vibration thoughts throughout all time and space, throughout all dimensions, through all karmic levels, because I mean, time is just an illusion anyways. We don't actually exist in a linear fashion. You don't even have to understand what I'm talking about. It's still working for you. So just like you said, you're not really familiar with numerology. You're not really down, with enough knowledge about astrological stuff, but you're still feeling it. And it's because it just works. You don't even need to know it. It's still always working on us. So I'm infusing this call. I'm calling for assistance that you and I who are on the call now, any of the listeners that are listening live, and anyone who chooses to listen to this later, the recording, that this energy of clearing is like literally imbued in the digital waves that is this radio program and is doing the work where it needs to get done for each person, because each of us are on, slightly different paths or at different levels or stages in the journey. And the beautiful thing about energy medicine is it reaches you where you need it. So it's juicy. I'm setting that exam or that intention. And I actually
and so it
want
is.
To talk about money. I want to talk about money for a couple minutes.
yeah, totally. Okay. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for that intention. I felt it and I breathed it in. So everyone take a minute to just breathe in that intention. Make it yours. This beautiful clearing energy that is always available, at your request.
Mm-hmm.
And
always.
Yeah, thank you for that. I already feel the tingles.
good.
Yeah,
and
so
for sure,
we've got some lots of money themes coming up for myself and for others. Like I shared with you, I let go of my substitute teaching. I put in my letter of resignation yesterday, and all my stuff's coming up around that today.
Like, what's bigger?
We're done. So, yes, please do share. I could use a little enlightenment.
So I, as some of I've hired a business coach, and so we're working through the modules. We did the first module last week, and now we're working on module two. And it's such beautiful timing because it happens to be about money, our money mindset, our relationship with money. And so as I'm working on it on this week, as we're leading up to this super powerful full moon, which is about release. Anyways, it's about bringing to the surface. I often think of it as like a zit ready to pop. That's the full moon, is that white head,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my delicious metaphor. So imagining old, toxic, unneeded, just poor programming or outmoded programming. Because some of it wasn't poor. It was perfect at the time. But now it's come to pop. It's an unnecessary toxin in our systems, and it's time to release it. And I know people who have great relationships. I know people with crappy relationships. I know people with great health. I know people with like really crappy health. And there's a lot out there to help people in those areas. But the one thing that I've struggled with my whole life is money. It's like my Alamo. Oh. It's my last holdout of where I've really still retained a lot of unconscious beliefs and ideas around it. And earlier, before our call started, when you and I were chatting, I'm like, it's okay to be in love with money. And right away, it was so like, no, it's not, right?
Well, because that quote jumps out at me. People use the problem with the world today is that people use people and love money, and that we need to shift it to using money and loving people. And so I took that on. It felt good to me. So then when you're like, well, yeah, no, we need to love money. All I was kind of feeling like that power thing, right? That power hungry or that. So interesting, because here I teach about, you know, love and unconditional love as this beauty and acceptance and, you know, energy flow. Like, what the heck? Interesting. So that was a really good one for me. So please, yeah, expand a little on that one.
Unless you're wealthy. So if we've got any listeners that are wealthy, this isn't going to apply to them quite as much. But for the rest of us that aren't, that are, you know, anywhere from unemployed all the way up to doing okay, but still, you know, not living with the degree of freedom or lightness and ease that we'd like to have. So that's for everyone else. Okay. All of those people, you are not living a completely free, abundant and joyful life, that you have a relationship with money, that you feel at ease receiving it and at ease gifting it and at ease retaining some of it, then you have a money block.
Yeah.
You have a money block.
Three parts.
Like, that's so
that's the flow. Yeah.
It's a flow. I mean, it should come in through you with gratitude and grace. You should give it offer it out in gratitude and grace. And it's fine to retain some, you know, to have a base of some money. Like, do you need billions of held money that isn't in flow? No, that's not necessary. But to have some, and to each person, they're going to have their own kind of number as to what that is in order to feel ease and relaxedness around it. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not speaking from like super, I've been there, done that, and I'm speaking from on high, but rather from this place of like, oh, I'm starting to get some thinks about this. I'm having some, you know, aha moments, and I'm playing with it. And from there, I'm like, okay, so let's say for me, it's I would like to have $100,000 in my bank account that I don't need. Like, it's literally just always there. It's like a different zero. There may come a time when I don't actually need anything in my bank account to feel that same degree of ease and trust and relaxation with my place in the world, that it can literally flow in and out of me in a nonstop stream without any pooling, right? But I'm not there.
And so non-resistance.
It's important for me, and I think this is part of the learning, is to meet yourself where you are. So where you are is, I really need X amount in the bank to, like, for some people it's $10, you know, for some it's to just not be an overdraft. I mean, whatever, but to take some time to get clear with yourself about what is my base minimum that I need to feel genuinely relaxed that it's okay if nothing comes in the next couple weeks or whatever. Right. And the other one that I love, because it does, like when I said, it's okay for me to love money, I had all the same reactions you did. My body got all tense. I was like, what? No, it says right in the Bible, you're not allowed to love money. But actually, and I can't quote any scripture at all, but there's other passages that do say, hey, you're supposed to live in abundance. Like, and the reality is, if you're going to serve people, if you're going to be really living the fullness of your purpose for being here, you need money. You need money for a place to live. You need money for eating. You need money for clothing. You know, for many of us, you need money even for a website, just so you can reach people. You need money for traveling if you're going to physically go around to serve people. So to see money, and this is the idea that I'm playing with, is what if I changed my relationship with money in the same way that I changed my mental relationship with people? Because I really believed that, you know, when I got married, when I was young, I had this different belief system about relationships that I do now. And so as a result of that old belief system, that relationships are hard work, that I'm always going to give more than I receive, that I'll never be fully understood, that, you know, I mean, I had all kinds of stuff around relationships, that when I chose to consciously decide that I deserved and wanted a relationship that was on equal footing, a relationship whom I was so loved for exactly who I was, and I so loved him for exactly who he was, I attracted that relationship. So then I thought, well, what if I could attract that same relationship with money, so that tons of money, just like my beloved's love is unlimited, flows to me just for being who I am. What if money flows to me just for being who I am? I'm rewarded monetarily, quote unquote, for being who I am, which then in turn, I'm now in a position where I can like joyfully give with that to the things, people, places, and causes that I believe in. And it becomes a symbiotic flow of inhaling and exhaling, of receiving for being exactly who you are, showing up with all of your gifts, giving them without holding back, but receiving with equal willingness to not hold back. You know, and maybe you got to start baby steps. Maybe it's kind of like a thin little like trickle that you know, with time you grow. You're like, oh, well, maybe I can crank, you can up level it, you know, turn it into a little creek and then turn it into a raging river. And then before you know it, it's like this ocean of flow. But I think it's important
currency.
It's a current, right? And so, but meet yourself where you are, but be willing to get a little bit uncomfortable, but don't give up because you're not this flowing ocean of abundance right now. You know, so it's okay to love money, just like it's okay for you to love your hand or to love your mate or to love your children or love the leaves or to love the stars. Like, it's all here. It's all for our enjoyment. It's all for our stewardship. I mean, be mindful with it. Respect it. I mean, do you say we
it's
should be
energy?
Yeah. Yeah. So if we treat money like it's no different than trees, than leaves, than people, than your own hands, than our own breath, you respect it. You pay attention to it. You respect it. You receive it. You offer it in gratitude. You know, and then it's just this lovely flow, and it shifts it from the old thinking that, you know, all of us have money stories. I mean, more money, more problems. Your money is the root of all evil. Only rich people are all like scurvy cheaters, up to no good. You can only receive money from people. No one wants to give you money willingly. You always have to cheat them out of it or trick them out of it or force them out of it in some way or work so hard for it. Like, way harder than anyone else in order to earn that dollar, you know? So all of those, and there's so many more, but would you want a relationship with another human being that you, the closer you were with them, the more love you shared, the more problems you had, the more of a burden they were? Would you want a relationship with that person that the only way that they'd even give you an ounce of love is if you're like prostrate on the ground, passed out all the time from the effort you were putting into that relationship? Like, of course not, right? Like, and I hope not. And if you do, come see me because I'm going to give you some relationship coaching. Right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no, this is really key. And I love the analogy, like, with, because I kind of fall into the category, you know, there's like the givers, and then there's like the spenders, and then there's the hoarders, like the savers, and then there's the people that really don't pay attention to money, and the avoiders, and I'm an avoider, just kind of trusting it'll always be there. And, you know, I always have enough, but I'm stuck in that enough, right? Just enough and not
just
overflow
enough.
And not, I'm stuck in that just enough because that's what I've put out there. And I remember, same as you, that same analogy with a relationship. You know, if you were in a relationship with someone and you were an avoider and not paying attention to them, how long do you think they'd stick around? And it's the same thing with money. If you're not paying attention to it, you know, and it doesn't feel honored and respected, then how long do you think it's going to stick around? So, of course, you're going to have this constant, you know, like I have, you know, this interesting little thing where I'll have a lot, and then I get super generous, and then I have like hardly any, and then I'm like, I get super nervous, and then I have more, you know. So it's like, I know it'll always come back, but it's not fun, right? It is a lot of effort and a lot of energy, and so I have been kind of working on moving that imprint of being an avoider. It's not easy. Like, I've gone to the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is, I think, a beautiful starting point, and it's actually in Edmonton this weekend, by the way.
Hint, wink, wink,
and,
people.
You can go for free, pretty much. Or I think it was $29 I saw a post on Facebook. So if you look up MMI or Millionaire Mind Intensive, it's in Edmonton this weekend. They're in Edmonton at least once or twice a year, and they're in Calgary even more. And highly recommended to just really see what your blueprints are around money and start to shift them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love that analogy of it's a relationship like any other.
Well, and the more
thank
you have
for that reminder.
Oh, you're welcome. The more supported you are, the more that you're able to serve. Because I think a lot of spiritual people or kind people or people who would label themselves like good, quote unquote, people are givers. They are mm-hmm. healers. They are teachers. They are nurturers in some fashion. And, you know, it's so important. Like, of all the people in the world, don't you deserve to be supported? You, the nurturer, you, the healer. I mean, of all...
Yeah,
right?
So someone's going to have lots of money.
In.
It might as well be you that's going to
right?
do good with it and
yes.
heal the world with it and heal, you know. So mm-hmm. so funny that they're the ones that need it the most and that would be most functional to have it on this planet and the most shifting are the ones that push it away the most.
That push it away the most. So, and that's why I really, really, oh, like I have this mission in my belly right now and in my heart to change this thought. And it's exactly the same, like the teachers are the least funded, stay-at-home moms are they make nothing. I mean, they're paid near $61 bucks a month from the government to stay home and do the single most important job on this whole freaking planet, you know? Like
mm-hmm.
if we begin as we are shifting our mindset, our belief system and our understanding of money, it will begin to see it's those root foundation support services, healthcare, education, moms, people like environmental concerns that are legit, that actually put the money back into the environment. Like Tree Sisters is this beautiful organization. Their whole mission is to reforest the earth, like to repopulate our lungs, you know, and it's all like outsourced. Like it's just, you just donate it. You know, I mean, it's this organization and all of the funding that they're getting right now is just from the public. Like it's, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful outfit. And so like things like that, that is where, as we shift this idea about money and what's it for and where should it be, we're going to see that flip, that 180 flip where the bulk of the money then finds itself where it needs to be, which is in the foundation, in the support of those that support others. And it's just a given.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a huge shift. Yeah. And I it's already
done. Yeah, it's an inside job, isn't it? So to really start mm-hmm. supporting, like spend your money on that which supports, that which grows. And, you know, grows you spiritually and the heart-centered businesses and people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so invest in yourself.
I love that. And then the 100th monkey effect, right? Enough of us
exactly.
shift. Are around money and start to really give generously to that which supports us and really respect.
And receive generously.
and receive generously and know that we're worthy of that, then it will. It'll mass consciousness. It'll hit at some point and everyone will get these insights and ideas and it'll just be a complete transformation. So...
And what's so beautiful, what's so beautiful about right now is the way things are aligned up energetically, the way that numerologically speaking with the planets, with the this and that, and I don't even know enough about it to get into it in details. I keep coming across it because it is in my, you know, my stream of interest, but everything is positioned for enormous release. It's always 3 days leading up and 3 days after, but tomorrow is the eclipse. It is the full moon, the dual eclipse. Like, it's a beautiful time for whomever would like to just release this on a deep level and just stop being stuck in the same place and stop being needing to even get into like the details of it, but to just sort of do this mass release, this mass forgiveness, this mass intake of like in and out, like just inhale with the support and exhale that old paradigm stuff, old anger, old hang-ups, old belief systems that money is the root of all evil or whatever. All you don't even need to know what it is, you can just ask for it to be released and it will be.
Yeah, any non-serving belief
mm-hmm. in all time, space, mm-hmm. dimension, present, past and future. Gone. Just healed, released, let go. We can have an instantaneous healing individually and collectively. I mean, if you're open to it and you allow it, it will happen. And it's just the most coolest thing. Like, it really is. So
it is. And as you spoke those words, yeah, I think so. As you spoke those words, I could feel my heart kind of pounding, like, you know, confirming that this is possible
beautiful.
And it can be that easy. So I love when that happens.
Yay!
But yes, and I have an event tomorrow night too, an introduction to the Zen Trilotherapy, and that is a lot about release and bringing in the new and more authentic, true you. And so I'm really lucky to have that support of the moon and the eclipse to really step it up a notch. And I invite people to, you know, if you are in the Edmonton area, join Living from Heart Center on Facebook or Meetup to find out those details. It's at Spirit Path Studios at 7:00 tomorrow. So pretty stoked about it. I'm feeling there's going to be a lot of energy moved for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that work.
So, yeah, I'm happy to do it. It's for me too, right? So from one of my favorite things for releasing and allowing ourselves to be who we are and get unstuck is I do a lot of forgiveness workshops and forgiveness work with people, forgiveness coaching. And there's a beautiful book called Radical Self-Forgiveness by Colin Tipping. And at the back of their book, there's a little affirmation that I feel is really powerful. So I'm just going to read that to kind of close our show. And so I just want to thank everyone in advance for being here with us. And so I'm going to read it, and you can just repeat after me, and it should only take a couple minutes.
Perfect.
All right,
let's
deep breath. All right, deep breath. And with that intention of release, I completely forgive myself.
I completely
and
forgive
accept
myself.
And accept myself.
And accept myself.
But there's a bit of a delay.
Oh, is there?
Okay, that's okay. As a loving, generous, and creative being.
As a loving, creative, and generous being.
I release all need to hold on to negative emotions.
I release all need to hang on to negative emotions.
And ideas of low self-worth.
And ideas of low self-worth.
I withdraw my energy from the past.
I withdraw my energy from the past.
And release all barriers against the love and abundance that I know I have.
And release all barriers against the love and abundance I know I have.
In this moment.
In this moment.
I create my thoughts, my feelings, and my life.
I create my thoughts, my feelings, and my life.
And I am empowered to be myself again.
And I am empowered to be myself again.
To unconditionally love and support myself.
To unconditionally love and support myself.
Just the way I am.
Just the way I am.
In all my power and magnificence.
In all my power and magnificence.
And so it is. Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you. Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. So a good one to repeat and to record. Pick up that book if you want, Radical Self-Forgiveness. It's a powerful affirmation. So
lovely.
Thank you, everyone, for this beautiful call. Thank you, Des, for sharing your brilliance as always. I totally love and appreciate you. And have an awesome day.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Love you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.